Satan's work of deception is to steer you away from the truth.
Dr. Tony Evans says there's good reason Satan is referred to as the father of lies.
He knows God can't partner with a lie. So he knows if he can get you away from the truth, he gets you away from God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. In the classic 1939 musical fantasy, The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy and friends are told to pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. But Dorothy's little dog Toto has pulled back the curtain to reveal the great and powerful Oz is nothing but an illusion. Well, likewise, Satan attempts to keep the world from God's truth. But today, Dr. Evans pulls back the curtain to reveal the enemy's truths are just an illusion. They're lies dressed up to distract us from God.
The abandonment of truth is wreaking havoc in our world as people abandon the truth in order to pursue a lie that feels like the truth. Truth has an enemy. We're told this in John chapter 8. Jesus says in verse 43, "Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil. You want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him." When God created man, he created Adam. And he created Adam and gave him the well-known instruction in Genesis 2, verse 16. "But the Lord commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat it, for the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." You start with me. In chapter 3, Satan shows up. He begins his deception by raising a question about the integrity of God. Does God really know what he's talking about? Is God really informed? Does God really have all the information? Does God really understand you? Can God really figure you out? He goes on to say, not only should you question God, God is lying. You ain't gonna die. God is gaming you, girl. And it's not gonna be all that. Satan's work of deception is to steer you away from the truth. Why does he want that? Because he knows God is truth. We saw that when we saw it. He knows God is truth. He knows God can't partner with a lie. So he knows if he can get you away from the truth, he gets you away from God. So the reason why we're not seeing God help us more is because we've been drawn away from the truth by the enemy of the truth, who's got us feeling good about a lie. So she eats of the fruit. Adam eats of the fruit. And they lose fellowship with God because they're removed from the garden. When this happens, their whole world collapses. So Satan wants to steer you and me away from the truth so that he can control the agenda of our lives. 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says this. He says, "But I am afraid," verse 3, "that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray." Notice, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Then he goes on And he says, for such men, verse 13, are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. He says, just like Satan messed with Eve's mind, the apostles of Satan mess with our minds. That's how you get cults. That's how you get people who mess with people's thinking, even if it's not in that sophisticated a way, to draw them away from the truth. We've got public schools drawing kids away from the truth by permission of their parents. And that makes parents false apostles. Because you're allowing your child. You're not critiquing it. You're not questioning it. You're not rejecting it. You're just going along with it. That makes you a tool of Satan for the destruction of your child. We've got racial leaders that are destroying people racially because they take a legitimate subject, the subject of race, and they so convolute it with lies that it keeps things in conflict because we're missing the truth. If you start with the truth, you're not contaminated with lies. Our relationships are contaminated with lies. A lie about what a man is supposed to be, a lie about what a woman is supposed to be, a lie about what a marriage is supposed to be. And we get duped in our minds with sympathy that deludes the truth. Amen. He says, that's what the apostles of Satan do. And he says, don't look for Satan in a red jumpsuit, a pitchfork, and horns. He says he disguises himself. He dresses the part. He looks the part, sounds the part, works the part. Now, he wants to draw you from the truth so that you don't have access to God. That's his goal. And why does he want to get you away from the truth? Let me tell you something that you need to know about you and me and us. Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. That's God creating life in the womb, by the way. And in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Number one, that verse cancels out abortion. You were aware of me when I was in the womb, and what was in the womb? Me. That's personhood. But notice what else he said about you, about me. There's a book. There's a book. With all your ordained days. Let me tell you what that means. God has written out his program and purpose for your life. It's written in a book. You've got your own book with your own name on it. And that book with your name is designed to fulfill the ordained purpose of God for your life. That's your book. It's not my book. I got my book. You got your book. So what Satan wants to do is remove you from the truth so that you don't fulfill your book. So that the purposed plan of God for your book is not realized because you and I wandered from the truth. Amen. We discarded the truth partially or fully, and we're duped by the deception of Satan. And so this is what he does. Second John, which only has one chapter, verse 7, talks about the deceivers that want to get you away. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 20 to 22 says that there's a communion table, but then he says there's a table of demons. See, some folk come to church on Sunday and have communion with the Lord, go back on Monday and have communion with demons. Because they leave church and go back to the lie. And when you go back to the lie, you've gone back to the devil's territory and you're supporting his kingdom. You say, I didn't vote to support his kingdom. You don't have to vote to vote, support his kingdom. All you got to do is go with his lie and you're in his kingdom. That is, you are supporting his kingdom, even though you don't belong to his kingdom if you are a believer.
Dr. Evans will have more insights for us in just a moment. First, though, you can dig even deeper into today's subject with the help of Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. It'll help you put what you're learning about God's truth to work as you build a more Christ-centered character. Rather than conform to our crumbling culture, you'll learn how to develop integrity, authenticity, compassion, accountability, and more. Discover how to experience real change, not just for yourself, but for the people you care about and influence. Contact us today and let us send you a copy of Kingdom Values. It's yours when you make a contribution to help us keep the alternative coming your way each day. But that's just the beginning. Along with the book, you'll also get all 8 full-length messages in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. You can get the details and make the arrangements instantly at tonyevans.org or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our team members help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
Are you hungry for more of God, more of His truth, more of His power, and more of His wisdom applied in your life? Then you need to connect with a community of passionate believers who are growing in God's Word through the Tony Evans Training Center. With exclusive video and audio teaching from Dr. Tony Evans, this interactive online study experience allows you to explore theology, biblical history, and real-life application of the Kingdom Agenda anytime, anywhere. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
Two boys kept stealing watermelons. And the farmer got tired of these watermelons being stolen. He said, he put up a sign. He says, one of these watermelons is poisonous. So he said he got them now because they don't know which one, so they can't be stealing unless they steal the poison one. He felt good about himself. Came out the next day, there was another sign. It said, two of these watermelons are poisonous. Now the farmer lost his whole crop. See, you can't outwit Satan. He's been doing this too long. He is the accuser of the brethren, and since angels don't need sleep, it says it's day and night. Amen. So this is a 24-hour courtroom scene. So now come out of the spiritual realm for a moment and think about court. You're in court now because this is legal. His goal in court is to bring judgment, condemnation, or keep God from intervening in your prayers, intervening in your circumstances, intervening in your challenges. So that's the scene, verse 11. And they overcame him. Satan is the accuser, but he can be overcome concerning his accusations. Okay? The Bible says about Jesus Christ in John chapter 2, verse 2, but we have an advocate. We got a defense attorney. And I like it. It says, we have an advocate with the Father. And I like that. I like knowing that my advocate is the judge's son. So I got a little family thing working for me. Jesus Christ, the righteous. They overcame him. The word overcome is used of both a state and a standing. A state meaning a legal position and a practical ramification. So legally, we are overcomers. It's like saying, legally, I am married. Legally, you are married if you are married, okay? And that's a legal status. But we also know you can be legally married and personally miserable. So just because you have a legal status don't mean that you have a positive standing. Because you could be legal status, but in perpetual conflict. When the defense attorney enters the room, he has the right to overcome the lawsuit that has been against you, that's breaking you with fellowship God, with God, so that your book is not lived out in completion. But he can be beaten in court. And in this courtroom, there are three things that beat him. In conclusion, he says in verse 11, they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ, that is his sacrificial death on the cross, is not a 2,000 year old event only. We believe in a cross, not a crucifix. A crucifix is a cross with somebody still on it. Our Savior is no longer on the cross. The cross is a historical event with practical, contemporary relevance. The Constitution was written many years ago. It's relevant today. You claim, I know my rights. You claim what was written then for what it can do now. The cross took place then, but it can get some stuff done now. When you appeal to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, there's no better time to do that than communion. When you appeal to his cross, which paid the penalty for your sin, what you're saying to the accuser, that accusation has already been covered. That accusation, real as it is, has already right now been paid for. You are appealing to something back then for its relevancy today. The second thing that will win you in the courtroom, he says, is the word of their testimony. The word testimony is a legal term. In court, you testify. It is a legal term, meaning that you are giving judicial witness, not based on what you see, follow me here, but based on what God says. And see, some of us need to learn to have a Bible study with the devil. See, if you only have Bible studies with Christians, you ain't using it. Remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness and he had a Bible study with the devil? He told the devil, it is written, it is written, it is written. Now, you can't have a Bible study if you don't know what's in the Bible. See, what you have to understand is Satan is allergic to Scripture. He has an allergy. You hit him with the word, he goes, he's allergic to Scripture because he cannot handle God's word. He can handle your word, and he loves to hear you say, I think and I feel, because that word has absolutely no authority in his court. But when you bring his word, the word of that testimony, that is, you give testimony. When the 12 spies went in, what happened? 12 spies, 10 came back and said, we can't beat them. Caleb came back and said, yeah, but God told us to go in there because we could beat them. See, majority not always right. What God says must be more important than what you see. They said, there are giants in the land. Caleb said, but what did God say? I see, but what did he say? Because that's evidence in this courtroom. It is the word of your testimony, and that testimony is the testimony of God's truth. Finally, he says, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. That means that they were fully committed, fully surrendered. They were not casual Christians, part-time saints. Jesus has a huge fan club. He's looking for some followers. He got a fan club. And every Sunday, folk gathered in the stadiums because they want to see Jesus on Sunday. But all the fans are in the stands. Jesus is looking for somebody getting on the field. They did not love their life even to death. It meant they were fully surrendered, fully committed. They weren't part-time Christians. They were all in. We all fall short. We all fail. But we have an advocate, a lawyer. And he knows how to handle the courtroom. When you appeal to the blood, when there's the word of your testimony and you give the judicial witness to God's truth, when you are all in, case dismissed. Case dismissed. In professional wrestling, who watches professional wrestling? Lord have mercy on y'all. So let me help you out. Those matches are pre-scripted. Just in case you ain't know that. No. Before they ever enter the ring, the winner has already been predetermined. When they enter the ring, they are fighting, they are going at it, but they're not fighting to see who's going to win. They're fighting because they know there are folks like you watching it. They are not fighting for victory. They're fighting from victory. Because victory has already been decided before they ever get in. But for the entertainment value, they go through the real battles. I am not suggesting that there won't be battles with the devil. I am not suggesting that Satan's not going to come after you if you become a person of the truth. I am not suggesting that you won't get bloodied, thrown down, thrown against the ring, punched, flipped, grabbed, and abused. I am not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is victory has already been predetermined and that you will come out more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, who loved you and gave himself for you.
Dr. Tony Evans with encouraging words on fighting from victory when we take the field with Jesus. Before we go today, I want to remind you that what you've been hearing is part of a brand new sermon collection called Returning to the Truth. As always, the full-length versions of all 8 messages are available to review again or to share with a friend or family member. Best of all, we're making them available for a limited time as our gift when you make a contribution toward Tony's ministry. Along with them, we'll include the just-released book I told you about earlier in the program, Kingdom Values, and our thanks for making this ministry possible. This special offer is only available for a limited time, so don't miss your chance to build your character and strengthen your spiritual foundation. All the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org, where you'll find hundreds of books, CDs, DVDs, Bible studies, and more, most of which are marked down 41% right now as we celebrate our 41st year in ministry. Don't wait. These special offers won't last long. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or get some in-person help from someone in our resource center by calling 1-800-800-3222. It's open 24/7. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Although none of us wants to be lied to, the truth is sometimes painful to hear. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain that Christians have an obligation to share the truth, but to do so in a way that builds up rather than tears down. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.